Cody, you at the pool? Okay. I want to ask you something about that. You look like sexiest.
going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget it. Thank you.
Him. I told them to go easy on him.
No offense, but you know, sometimes it's hard to understand you, you know, with the accent, so.
That's just half time. There's more of this.
Hey. Did you see me? That's pretty good, huh? That is one fun game.
Right.
Hey, do me a favor, could you just grab me a bottle of water?
Yeah.
Thanks. I think I'm dying. I really do. Tell my son that I love him. Oh, excellent. Oh, okay, gotta have some more fun.
Ross, they are killing you out there.
That's not true.
She's right. You have to stop.
What? No, I'm not stopping. I'm Red Ross.
Dude, you go back out there, you're gonna be dead, Ross.
I don't care. I am not quitting.
Howdy. I like to do introductions on how we built on the thing, but if we did build the thing and hope and general time is election here. Yes, and election expectation is the good thing and. Oh, okay, now, I heard that. So, I was hoping we go pass it. Go pass. Yeah, but, I mean, if you look at the thing, you know, I wouldn't have to deal with things on my own time. That's more electable than love. I mean, come on, it's like Valentine's Day. It'd be the inspiration followed so many times, you know? And we just have to go past it, and we just have to know what velocity is kicking on now. In classics on simulation. Hey!
Hello.
How you doing? See? Yeah. I'm gonna have a Hey, why did you do that? Why did you just do this? Or? I don't know. So, if expiration counts, then no one has to hear. We need to hear this. And time goes on, you know, time, expiration, and hope for the best of that. I may not, well, at least some of them are being protected. Anywho, Trump is live now. Shadow, Blink 182, half an orange. Something failed, but it's not going to go away. I guess that's all I have. So I was going through time tracks, That's what it's called. It's called Time Tracks. I'll turn this up for you to hear. So we can see what I got. Always in my heart. Aw.
I would, but I don't have no money to get you balloons. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cody. Happy birthday to you. What's up? How you doing tonight?
All right. Where is it now? Where is it now?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cody. Happy birthday to you.
Boom. Oh, man. If I was that old, and I'd say, wow, what a birthday. You know, birthday awards was already canceled because of COVID. We're not doing anything special. But I did notice was somebody was having a birthday, a crest, to do a filming action on Anchor or any other podcast to do their own birthdays anyway. So if you want some cake, go meet me up at the Publix and have some fried chicken. Anywho, I have somebody else to favorize group therapy. Did I just say group therapy? Sorry about that. Looks like I have something over here. And of course, this is probably the one. See? I knew it. Now this is Andrew. Andrew has a good man. I'm waiting for the extra.
Hey Cody, back on my life. Hey Cody.
Alexa, play happy.
Play happy.
No, that's Andrew. I guess I have a new favorite, a judge of mine, and I like to reach out to that advice, especially Andrew. If somebody want to shoot me a voice, my suggestion on that part, I don't really have enough. No, I'm not a robot. What am I talking about? Let's see. Antifinite control. Trying to find stuff in here, but velocity kicking. I don't want to do this. Alright, well, I did it. I'm not trying to, like, leave the thing out. What I heard about velocity is, Trembolina. A Trembolina. I said that wrong. But I was saying my... it was a lemon. And I got needs of closure type of fear. What is going on? I don't really have anybody. I heard something now. I didn't hear anything about this whole thing. Thing, like in a classic room, a break room, or a room with all the breaks. You know, the rooms are, you know, with the breaks. But unfortunately, they don't have those breaks. But you. I have a new type machine, and that machine goes higher as it was supposed to, but not exactly if it didn't have to do it. But let's not go with all the electricity. We kick a softball, relect of worries of but no, that's actually the whole point of asking, you know, I'm gonna have that Friday and then in the next Friday after And then we had the days where I was like, so don't yourself. So maybe that's what happened. I think over. So don't Okay, that's weird. And then the time after that, I'm like, so a time after that would be a visualist on my new time here would be 10 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I think I ever. But if you have anything that could relate to the, let me know. But like a concert or a concert for your troubles and like, my mom boy, you know, kind of like a disco fever where everybody's like, you have to sing this song. No, I don't want to sing this song. And then, I want to sing. And then it's the next thing that means we're not directly, you know, we're just stubborn all day and can't do nothing. And then, when you feel like you're about to, now, there are some ways to handle sleepwalking, but I don't think that was the whole thing that I had. Was like, you know what, I'm not going to do it again. That was a bit weird. But there's also this same chicken that won't leave the room. And that person is the one I blame. I always run around his bike. And the others were playing with those shingleizers or something to like break somebody's window. And I'm like,
your reputation got lost in the service. You don't have an address of the time. You just lost your phrase. You lost everything. You lost every credit. And you don't deserve credit, and you don't deserve a pity zone in the pass room. You're also some episode. Now put on your shirt, put on your pants, put on your clothes, and get ready to wheel.
I don't know how to have you do that. But that's the whole. Alright. And we also need to relax at the moment, too. So, what we can do is like. And then we can all do that part of the challenge. We can do. But I don't want to do it too much. It might sound like this. So. We had a good time in this, quality FLX, and ew. Huh. You need your invitation. You should be verified. Really? Alright, well, I'm gonna get verified no matter what. I'll probably get dizzy with all that stuff going on. I think I did too much of that noise, so. So, right back at you. 585-9016-97770-3969-992-565 or call 911 or call GG. What? Those are crazy numbers. And that's why, if you don't get verified, you have to call Heaven. What is that? You have to call Heaven's Best Carpet Cleaning. Hey, that was a good one. That was a good joke right there. Well, not you. I mean, you are never a joke unless you have those toys that you have there. Let's talk. Use those things where you have to trigger yourself for 10 years. Don't want to do that. Alright. I might peace out with the last one. Like I said, it's been crazy. What was going on? And, if I can find some stuff here. Like I said, you know, crazy. Oh. Excuse me. Something erupted. Alright, I guess that's it for now. So, I'm gonna say this again. If you don't have aspirations, do not. It does sound like this. I don't wanna know, 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 I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. Let's not do that. So, let's get serious. But not for a long time. Right? Oh. Ah! Oh, gosh, I must go.
Backing him, because he had an up and down performance last week against Indiana, throwing 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Did run for over 100 yards, and you know that, you know, he's a solid running quarterback. What problem does he present for Ohio State?
Yeah, you know, he's able to run the football, and he's not a great runner, but he's a good runner. He's an effective runner. He reminds me a lot of a former Ohio State quarterback named Craig Krenzel, who helped them win the national championship back in 2002. You know, not a guy that's going to kill you in the 40-yard dash, but he's just an effective, tough runner, and he's gonna scramble sometimes. They're gonna have some college quarterback runs. Penn State's down to their third string running back now, so that's another reason Clifford's gonna run the ball. Now, he's not gonna major in running the football. He's gonna have to throw the ball, but he's a sneaky good runner. And Ohio State really struggled stopping the quarterback run last week against Nebraska. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I still would call Clifford more of a passer than a runner, but again, he can beat you in the running game.
Yeah, Penn State's going to have its hands full. They got to stop the other quarterback that runs very well, Justin Fields, one of the best in terms of running the football in college football. After one game, after you saw what Ohio State did against Nebraska, and of course you know what happened, opening drive, they go 75 yards and score a touchdown, but then they shut it down in terms of keeping the Cornhuskers contained. What's your evaluation of Ohio State's defense after one game?
Yeah, Hakeem, I think it's going to be a good defense, not an elite one. And I know we got to be careful. It's just one game. We're seeing it across college football, or even some of the what we think are elite defenses are struggling. So maybe it will be an elite defense. But what I see is a defense that lost 7 draft picks from last year. And Ohio State is used to losing a lot of draft picks, but that's a lot of guys to lose. 3 of them were first-round picks, including number 2 and number 3 overall pick of the draft with Chase Young and Jeff Okuda. And they have a new defensive coordinator, Kerry Combs, who's a really good coach but has never been a defensive coordinator before. Last year they had Jeff Hafley as the defensive coordinator. I think Jeff Hafley is special. We're seeing it with what he's doing at Boston College. So this will be a good Ohio State defense. They're very talented. Kerry Combs is a good coach, but I think they will not be elite like they were last year.
All right, let's get your pick for this game. Ohio State is a 12-point favorite on the road, but consider this. Under James Franklin, which is since 2014, Penn State is 5-1 against the spread versus Ohio State. Who are you backing in this game?
Yeah, I think the trend's going to get bucked. I do think the Buckeyes are barely going to cover the spread in this one. Hakeem, I have it 38-23 Ohio State, so I have the Buckeyes barely covering. I just think trying to slow down Justin Fields and this offense, you know, is going to be really tough for Penn State through 60 minutes. I just think eventually Justin Fields and this Ohio State offense is going to be able to overwhelm Penn State. But I think it's going to be a good game for a while. I have the Buckeyes winning this one 38-23.
Great stuff. You know, I love to hear that as an Ohio State fan. Dave Biddle breaking down Ohio State and Penn State here on CBS Sports HQ. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Hakeem. Appreciate it.
And that'll do it for the... Mm-hmm.